Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Yes, indeed, Laura. Now, as a kid, there were probably a few days of the year that you really looked forward to that was really exciting.
Because
your birthday was always a big day, right?
Right.
Getting presents.
Mm-hmm.
I guess for me and my sister, Christmas was a day we could both agree on because we both got presents on Christmas. But in fact, one of the best days of the year, you probably got nothing. No presents, no gifts. You just got a lot of free time. That day was the last day of school.
Cool.
Before the summer holiday. That was one of the greatest days of the year.
没错。其实大家可能都会很期待像是刚刚Mike老师提到的生日啦，或者是圣诞节啦。但是呢，最精彩的莫过于这个。学校的最后一天就是放暑假的时候啊。And I'm really looking forward to that as well.
You're not the only one. The Wongs, well, maybe the Wong children are looking forward to that. We're not sure about Mom, Dad, and Grandpa. But we're going to find out because now it's time to meet the Wongs.
Yay!
Here they are.
Meet the Wongs. Meet the Wongs. Meet the Wongs.
Meet the Wongs, the big cleanup.
Yay! Summer vacation is finally here! Let's go swimming! I'll grab the goggles and towels.
Artie stopped at the bookstore and borrowed all these comics.
Kids, stop making such a mess!
What's going on?Why are there comics, newspapers, and towels everywhere?
Come on, guys. Listen to Mom and clean up.
Honey, you need to clean up too. Nobody will have any fun until the house is clean.
You're right. I'll clean up these work files.
Mom, that's not fair.
Be quiet, Jimmy. Let's hurry up and clean so we can enjoy our vacation.
Run power!
Vacation. Vacation. My family and I go to Canada every summer vacation. My family and I go to Canada every summer vacation. Everywhere, everywhere. Carlos searched everywhere for his missing wallet. Carlos searched everywhere for his missing wallet. File.File. The secretary put all the files in order. The secretary put all the files in order. Fair. Fair. The judge had a difficult time making a fair decision for this case.The judge had a difficult time making a fair decision for this case.
Okay, so it's the last day of school, or the first day of the summer vacation, and the kids just got home, so they must be really excited. They come running into the house, and what does Jimmy do? Well, first, of course, he drops his backpack on the floor, because that's, of course, what you carry your books in. Books are what you use at school.He doesn't need books. No, not for a few months. Because it's summer vacation. And that's what he said. Yay, summer vacation is finally here.
真的。那如果你跟 Jimmy 一样都非常期待这个暑假，可能呢，你回到家第一件事当然也是啪，耶， 这个终于呢开始放暑假啦。不过我们先来学一些学一学接下来这个字 vacation. What is this word?、
Vacation is a time when you're not working, when you're not going to school, when everything's closed, maybe like the Chinese New Year vacation.、We can also use the word holiday. They're kind of used in the same way. Some people would say a vacation also might be when you leave your home, you know, so you、go to another country or go to stay at the beach for a few days. But basically, it's your free time. You're not at work. You're not at school. You're on vacation. For example, my family and I go to Canada every summer for vacation.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's a good place to go for a vacation. Yeah, why not?
Okay, 所以课我们提到的是 summer vacation, 当然就是暑假。那寒假的英文要怎么说？很简单，就是 winter vacation。那常常呢、vacation 单单用的话呢，当然就是假期啦、假日啦。但是呢，如果我们要说，我们要去度假啦，那在口语上我们就会用 on vacation. For example, I'll be on vacation.Next week.
Okay.
Okay. 那另外呢，我们常常会把 vacation 跟另外一个名词结在一起，像是 vacation plans, 就是度假的计划啦，或是 a popular vacation spot, S-P-O-T, 就是一个非常具有人气的度假景点这样子的意思啦。Okay, let's continue reading. And what does Timmy say?
Timmy, the other brother, says, let's go swimming. That's a great thing, of course, to do in the summer holiday, summer vacation. It's hot outside. You got no school. So, hey, go to the pool.
Right.
Go to the beach if you're so lucky. Woo-hoo. Most people live near a pool, maybe not a beach.
Yeah.
But still, it's fun to go swimming in the hot summer weather. He says, I'll grab the goggles and towels. Okay, yeah, two things you might want to take if you go to the swimming pool or the beach. Of course, a towel will allow you to dry your body of water, right? We use towels after a bath or when we even just wash our hands. Goggles are special things you use when you swim. They're like little glasses that go over the eyes. It's not that big one that some people might wear. That's called a mask. The goggles are the ones with the two little plastic cups, the two little plasticparts that go over your eyes. And of course, that lets you see underwater just like a fish.
Nice.
Which is nice.
Okay, 所以接下来 Timmy 呢当然就想到哇夏天当然最好是去 swimming, 一起去游泳哦。那这时候游泳他要拿什么呢当然就是 goggles, 也就是蛙镜还有 towels, 就是毛巾。那当然咯有时候有的人可能会有一个类似 swimming cap, 可能就是一个泳帽啦、或者是 bathing suit, 当然就是游泳衣。那当然夏天也是要记得可能要擦防晒油 sunscreen,、S-U-N-S-C-R-E-E-N.
Very good.
And of course, you can also wear sunglasses.
Sunglasses are a good idea. And a hat sometimes,
of
they say.
Of course.
If the sun's real hot, maybe take a hat as well. All right, Paige, the sister, she has a few of her own ideas for the summer vacation. She opens her backpack, her school bag, and she dumps not school books, but comic books onto the coffee table. So she's got her whole summer planned out. She says, I already stopped at the bookstore and borrowed all these comics. So she's going to catch up on her comic reading、
Not、
over、
bad.
The summer vacation. Maybe stay inside a little bit, too much. But still, it's your free time. You can do whatever you like to do. Hey, if reading comics is your thing...Summer vacation's a great time. Now, we have this sentence, she borrowed,
right
some comics from the bookstore. A lot of people get borrow and lend mixed up. Maybe you can help sort them out.
Of course. Okay, 那当然这个姐姐呢，她就觉得说，游泳可能不是她可能想要暑假计划的事情。她想要干什么呢？她说，哎，她回来的时候，就是从这个学校到家里回来的时候，已经去过了 bookstore, 就是书店。哇哦，然后呢，她借了好多的这个漫画书把它租回来 comics, OK, 那刚刚我们提到这个 borrow 有这个租或是借的意思不过很多人把 borrow 跟 lend 都会搞错 borrow 呢就是表示呢你向什么人借 OK, a lend 是你借给别人这样子的意思啦 OK, so of courseIs Grandpa excited?
Well, Grandpa's old and doesn't go to school, and he's been on, well, he's been on vacation for many years now. But anyways, Grandpa is sitting there in his chair. He's reading the newspaper, and he also has several old newspapers spread out around him. Lots of grandfathers love to read the news and catch up on all the news from around the world. he's not really interested in summer vacations. Mm-hmm. He's interested in having some quiet, clean house so he can enjoy his paper. So he says grumpily, kids, stop making such a mess. Because the kids are, you know, throwing their comic books and dumping their books, their book bags and other things on the ground. They're making a mess. They're kind of making the house kind of crazy and a little messy. So Mom hears this noise. She comes into the living room. And, of course, Mom gets angry with the kids. Moms love to have a clean house.
And when
the kids come in and just throw their stuff everywhere, that, of course, will make moms unhappy. Because they've made a mess. Don't make a mess. And your mom will yell at you.
OK, 所以那这个阿公当然不开心了，他觉得哎呀，怎么放个假，结果家里都怎么样，就是乱糟糟的啦，到处可能放书啊，什么玩具什么的。OK, make a mess, 就是搞得一团乱，乱糟糟这样的意思。那常常在口语会提到什么东西很乱，我们会用 messy 这个形容词 M-E-S-S-Y。但是如果是脏的话呢，那就是 dirty 啦，那脏又乱的房间妈妈肯定会不高兴。那接着妈妈就说 What's going on?、Mm-hmm. Right? So that's what the mom says when she sees
the mess. That's right. The living room looks like a typhoon just came through. So what's going on? She says, why are there comics, newspapers, and towels everywhere? Well, the comics were the girl, newspapers were grandpa, and towels were the boys. But anyway, everyone's made a mess in mom's nice clean living room.
Right.
She says there's stuff everywhere. When things are everywhere, they're in all places at the same time. There's so many of those things, and they're in so many places, you don't need to say where they are, because they're everywhere. They're in all the places possible. For example, Carlos searched everywhere for his missing wallet.
Wow.
Carlos searched everywhere for his missing wallet. That would mean, of course, he searched his clothes and his bag and his bedroom and his living room and the kitchen and his office or school or whatever. He searched everywhere, but he can't find it.
Okay, hopefully he finds it.
Hopefully.
Okay. 好，那当然妈妈看到哇，漫画书啊，毛巾啊，报纸啊，到处都是，她当然肯定会觉得说，哎，现在是不是世界大战啦，到处都这么乱。Everywhere 就是到处都是的意思，它是个副词哦。Okay, so next we read, Dad says, come on, guys. Okay, so he's kind of watching TV while he says this. He says, listen to mom and clean up.
That's right. Dad says this lazily. So he's like half looking at the kids, but he's mostly watching the baseball game.
Kind of like my dad.
Listen to your mom. And yeah, so then clean up. Of course, that means to, well, make things not messy. Okay, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're washing with soap and water. You could just be picking your clothes and books off the floor, putting them back where they should go. If you make your room look nicer and so you can actually see the floor, you're probably cleaning up.
Exactly. 其实好像很多爸爸都是这样，一边看电视，然后一边指使妈妈做事哦。OK， 那爸爸就在对啊对啊，赶快听妈妈的话，赶快打扫一下 ，clean up。OK， 就是打扫干净的意思。那这里他说 ，come on kids。其实 come on 有很多的意思。那在本课当中就是说，好啦，快点啦，做这样的事情。那当然有时候 come on 会有一种不耐烦，就是说 come on， 拜托，好不好？或者是 hurry up，come on， 快一点，这样子意思有不同的意思。OK， so mom looks angrily at dad and says， honey， you need to clean up too。Nobody will have any fun until the house is clean.
Dad was looking very lazy, so Dad does not get away with just watching TV while everyone else cleans up.
Right.
Mom wants Dad to help out too. She says nobody will have any fun until the house is clean. Until is very useful. It tells us about how long things go on, or how long things will go on until they stop. That's the sign. That's the moment that they will stop. So, for example, I will watch TV until 9 o'clock. And then I'll go do my homework or something so that we know when the TV watching will stop until 9 o'clock. There you go.
And of course, Dad sighs and gets up and says, you're right. Now clean up these work files.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then he starts tidying up his work
desk. Some of this is his mess, really. Yeah.
Okay, files.
Mm-hmm.
What are those?
Files are basically sets or groups of paper. This is something business people might use, or people, anyone really who works in an office might have files. Of course, in our computers, we also have files. It collects a bunch of documents that are, you know, similar in some way. So, for example, you might have a file on your computer that says school homework, another file that says holiday pictures, another file that says plans for next year. And you write different things and you collect them in one file that's basically one kind of group of information.
Okay.
So he's got all this stuff, all these papers from work, these files from work.
File 呢，当然就是指文件夹或是档案。For example, the secretary put all the files in order. The secretary put all the files in order.
Okay, well, Jimmy's not happy with this plan. He says, Mom, that's not fair. And if something's not fair, it's not equal. You're not being treated the same as other people.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he shouldn't have to clean up because it's summer holiday. It's not fair. But it is.
Fair, 但就是公平。不公平，但就是 it's not fair. For example, the judge had a difficult time making a fair decision for this case.
All right, well, Paige says, be quiet, Jimmy. She pokes Jimmy. Let's just hurry up and clean so we can enjoy our vacation. Paige is smart. When Mom tells you to do something, just show up and do it, and then you can go have fun afterwards. Yay! All right, guys, that's it, and we're going to be back with the Wongs tomorrow, so join us then. Bye!
Step by step.
Summer vacation is finally here. Summer vacation is finally here.
Yay! I'm so happy! We can have a lot of fun together!
Summer vacation is finally here.
Well, I'm not so excited about it. I have a lot of summer homework to do.
Summer vacation is finally here.
Yay! I'm so happy! We can have a lot of fun together.
Summer vacation is finally here.
Well, I'm not so excited about it. I have a lot of summer homework to do.
I have to repair my bike's handlebars because they're not straight.
I have to repair my bike's handlebars because they're not straight.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Eunice。现在全台湾都在封铁马，尤其是台北市的 U-Bike 更是流行。骑脚踏车虽然好玩，但是千万要注意安全哦。譬如说，如果脚踏车的手把有时候会因为被撞到了而弯掉，这时候就必须把它拿去修理。这时候我们就可以说 I have to repair my bike's handlebars because they are not straight. I have to repair my bike's handlebars because they are not straight. 意思就是我必须修理我的脚踏车手把，因为它们歪掉了。句子中的 handlebar 就是指脚踏车或机车的手把。那说到这个字，大家知道像品客洋芋片上面的招牌翘胡子，英文就是 handlebar mustache。因为翘胡子的形状长得很像手把，是不是很有趣呢？那我们赶快来复习一下今天的句子吧。I have to repair my bike's handlebars because they're not straight. Okay, Eunice 今天就介绍到这里咯。See you next time. Bye.
I have to repair my bike's handlebars because they're not straight.
I have to repair my bike's handlebars because they're not straight.
Meet the Wongs, the big cleanup.
Yay! Summer vacation is finally here! Let's go swimming! I'll grab the goggles and towels.
Artie stopped at the bookstore and borrowed all these comics.
Kids, stop making such a mess.
What's going on? Why are there comics, newspapers, and towels everywhere?
Come on, guys. Listen to Mom and clean up.
Honey, you need to clean up too. Nobody will have any fun until the house is clean.
You're right. I'll clean up these work files.
Mom, that's not fair.
Be quiet, Jimmy. Let's hurry up and clean so we can enjoy our vacation. 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 My family and I go to Canada every summer vacation. My family and I go to Canada every summer vacation. Everywhere. Everywhere. Carlos searched everywhere for his missing wallet. Carlos searched everywhere for his missing wallet. File. File. The secretary put all the files in order. The secretary put all the files in order. Fair. Fair. The judge had a difficult time making a fair decision for this case. The judge had a difficult time making a fair decision for this case.